Our scripture today comes from Matthew's Gospel, the 25th chapter, verses 14 through 30, the parable of the talents. It says, "For it is as if a man going on a journey summons his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to one 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. And after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward bringing 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you handed over 5 talents to me. See, I have made you 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things, and I will put you in charge of many. Enter into joy of your master." And the one who was given 2 talents also came forward, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made you 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things, and I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, "Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and I hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours." But his master replied, "Oh, you wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I do not sow and gather where I do not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return would have at least received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one who had the 10 talents. For to all those who have more given will be given, and for they who have an abundance. But for those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away from them. As for the worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God.